was the night before Christmas when all through the house, no one was sleeping, not even a mouse. The stockings were hung by the chimney with care, in hopes that Miss Loughnan soon would be there. Even the pets were nestled all snug in their beds, while visions of spankings danced in their heads. With sweetheart all bruised and I with all my might, had just settled our inn for a long winter's night, when out on the lawn there arose such a clatter. I sprang from my bed to see what was the matter. Away to the window I flew like a flash, tore open the shutters and I threw up the sash. The moon on the breast of the new-fallen snow, it gave a luster of midday to the objects below. When what to my wandering eyes did appear, but an unknown woman who you did not fear, with the click of her boots and a wink of her eyes, you realize that this is who you've been waiting to stop by. Enthralled and bewitched, compelled to bend over and spread my hole as she strokes her strap and strolls. Now, sweethearts, be good for me. You can take it from me. Just look at you. Such a good slut. You'll come, I guarantee. Moaning like a slut, I begged for more. I can take it. She laughs, moans lowly. She's making sure that it fits. As a moan leaves my lip, my vision blinds. Taking it so well, so good for me, she reminds. So close, she kisses on my skin. Looks so pretty like this. I feel my orgasm building, so I lean in for a kiss, which she meets with force. I swear I can taste metallic. She whispers there's no need for panic. As I focused on her, I felt myself getting closer. She starts to pound into me faster. I beg for slower. But Loughnan is a cruel mistress, preferring to do what she wants. All I got from her was a laugh as a response. Looking into her eyes while I lay on my back, she looks so proud and says, yeah, just like that. Her eyes, how they twinkled. Her breasts, how big. Her cheeks were like roses. She moans, you're as sweet as a fig. Her strap stretching my hole, reaching so deep. The moan that is pulled from my throat is involuntary as I weep. She smiles, leans down and licks up the salty tears, which leads to another moan, met with only more cheers. She has me wrapped around her finger, asked for her to go deeper. She laughs, saying she didn't know I could take it. I tell her I didn't know either. She was pounding into me, moaning and murmuring how close she is. I tell her not to hold back, that I belong to Miss. A wink of her eye and a final thrust of her hips, I come around her, a scream ripped from my lips. She spoke not a word, but laughed and cleaned me up. She leaned down and placed a kiss on my lips before spanking my rump, and laying her finger aside of her nose, and giving a nod up the chimney she rose. She sprang to her sleigh, to her team she gave a whistle, and away they all flew like the down of a thistle. But I heard her exclaim as she drove out of sight, Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night.